Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Abi Mori, Rav Hillel, B'mei, Chalmechel, Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Geriacher, Zichrono Lebracha. We are in Sefer Tehillim, and we are up to Kapitel Nun Aleph. And of course, this first section of this particular perek is going to be involved with the process of tshuva. And the theme of this perek is tshuva. Some people have a minhag to say it when Parshas Parah is read, in order to remind people the purification of the process of tshuva. And so therefore, it's quite apropos at this particular point in time. This is the season where we are preparing, after all, for the upcoming holiday of Pesach. And so the kapitel begins, L'manatzech mizmor l'David. It's a L'manatzech, it's a song of ascent. Now, normally, we would expect there to be a kina. However, David HaMelech gets treated kindly by Hashem, and so therefore, even in this context, as which we will discover in 1 second, he sees it as a L'manatzech. It's a opportunity for a song. We love Nasan Adambi Kasherba Bashava. Nasan Anabi is coming to him to speak to him privately. It would save him from great embarrassment, says the Al-Sheikh. And so therefore, he was excited in this process. And he realizes that Nasan Hanabi didn't go to David HaMelech until after Bathsheba brought him her first son, which is almost a year after the Avera. And until then, David didn't do tshuva because he dealt with a lot of rationalizations. However, once Nasan HaNabi tells him, listen, Hashem is angry with you, the king automatically got involved in Charata. And so David HaMelech declares, Chanini Elokim kechazdecha kerov rachamecha mechei peshaai. David HaMelech says, show me favor according to your kindness, according to your compassion, please wipe out my Averos. This seems to be first that David HaMelech is basically saying his chusim are inadequate, and yet he calls him Hashem Elokim. He refers to God as the Midas Hadin. And of course, we can deal with the contradiction. Rabbi Feuer suggests in his wonderful work on Sefer Tehillim, we can reconcile the contradiction by saying that David considers himself only partially deserving. And so when he asks for chesed, he asks for an additional level. Kerov rachamecha. The Radak says that from the plural form of mechei peshaai, it sounds like there was, of course, the taking of Bathsheba and the death of Uriah. And he declares to Hashem, Herev kapseini me'avoni, please, please, very much, harbe, right? Fully wipe out my averos, umechato aitareni, and for my sins, please purify me. So I accept the responsibility for the deaths of all the other soldiers who died in the battle which Uriah Hiti was killed. And although he never sought their deaths, David blamed himself for the casualties. Each one is his own, says Sforno. I do know my own averos. I recognize my wrongdoing. I'm not like Chaim, who said lo yadati, and this in of itself gives me a virtue. Vechatasi negdi samid. My sin is always in front of me, so I'm always filled with regret and anxiety. It looms before me, and so I'm constantly reminded not to make that avera again. And of course, the Gemara in Yuma tells us that there are two different opinions in regard to this pasuk. On the one hand, we say when a person does vidui on Yom Kippur and he doesn't repeat it, it's despicable to bring it up again the next Yom Kippur. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, constantly repeating it is a kiyum of bechatasi lenegdi samid. And so there are two different ideas, and of course each one has to be worked out. L'chalabat chatasi v'hara b'inecha asisi. So against you alone, that's who I sinned. And also I did averas in front of you. In other words, says Rashi, I violated the spirit of the law, even if the letter of the law wasn't violated. I didn't actually go against something legally, but there's a spirit over here that I also have to atone for. And the Radak also adds that David HaMelech, since I admitted that since I realized that my actions might be misinterpreted, I took pains to exercise discretion. However, my servants didn't understand, and so therefore, my forgiveness is exclusively in your hands, Rashi. V'harabe necha asisi, my aver is in front of your hand. And Rashi in Sanhedrin explains that David asked Hashem to test his ability to withstand temptation, and Hashem told him, you weren't ready for that nisayon. And after the sin, David says, listen, you knew this in advance, so you knew what my intention was. He declares, "Behold, in iniquity I was fashioned. I was formed by a male and a female, both of whom were full of sin." The Maharal explains that he never used these arguments as an excuse. He stumbled into sin, but instead he asks Hashem to take into consideration human tendency towards Avera and to judge him with an understanding and a compassion. Ubechet yechamasni imi, in sin, my mother conceived me. Rashi says that at the time of procreation, she was involved. Hein emes chafatzti betuchos. Behold, your desired truth comes in the concealments. I never meant to rebel against you. You have the ability to look into me. In my innermost heart, you revealed my wisdom. Inside the concealed chambers of my heart, you taught me how to recognize and confess my averos in that situation. So David HaMelech says, I want you to purge me with an azov, and I will become pure, just like a mitzorah. I want you to cleanse me, and I'll be whiter than snow. That the most prominent form of tzaras is the baharas, which is as white as snow. And so it indicates a really bad trait, which has to be cleaned. And the halacha is, if it covers the entire body, then the person is clean. And so David says, look, mishelek albin, I'll be white on the outside, I'll be white on the inside. Tashmi eini sason v'simcha tagelna atzamos dikisa, make me hear joy and gladness, may the bones which you crushed dance. Right, please tell me that I'm forgiven, says Rashi. The Radak asks, at first David's soul was shrouded in a darkness, and now he's asking for, give me an opportunity to know how we're going to proceed. And the Radak says that as soon as Nasan heard the accusations, David immediately said, Chatasi. And Hashem already tells Nasan, Gam Hashem hevir chatas chalo samos. Right? You'll be forgiven. You'll have some challenges. You'll certainly go through some tests. But that's the way it goes. You'll be able to survive. Haster panecha mechatai. Right? Hide your face from my sins. V'chol avonosai mechei. All my iniquities you should erase. Leiv tar brali alokim v'ruach nachon chadesh bekirbi. A pure heart you created for me. Until now, David HaMelech was struggling to purify his heart. And now he's called to protect his future. These are things that shouldn't go. And al tashlicheni melfanecha, you shouldn't separate me away from your presence. Baruch kachach al tikach mimeni, and don't take away your spiritual ruach. Hashiva li sason yishecha baruch nediva tismecheni. I want you to restore me to the joys of your salvation. During the 6 months of David's tzaras, the spirit went away from him, and now he wants it to be restored. Alamda poshim durachecha bechatoim eilecha yashuvu. I want you to go ahead and teach the transgressors, the people who do averos, your ways, and those who sin should do tshuva to you. Atzileni midamim elokim elokei tshuasi, tranin lishoni tzidkasecha, rescue me from blood guilt. Let my tongue sing joyously. There's an opportunity. Hashem svasai tiftach ufi agitila secha. Kilosach bot zebach ve'etena ola lo sirtze. Right? Hashem, you just don't want a simple karbano. Sivche elokim ruach nishbara. What you want, Hashem, is a broken spirit. Leib nishbar v'nidke elokim lo sivze. A broken spirit God doesn't despise. Itiva b'rtzoncha es tzion tivnechomos Yerushalayim. Right? You benefit with your grace onto Tzion and build the walls of Yerushalayim. Az tachbot zivchei tzedek ola v'chalil. Az yalu amiz b'chacha parim. Then you'll desire the sacrifices, and then you'll offer parim on your mizbeach. We'll stop here, and Bezus Hashem will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a great, wonderful, amazing, fantastic day.